Production. Recorded live.
Greetings, ogling, wiggering, man's ass clouds across the fruited, nutted Zog Plain. In the open air, coast coast nut ass, we call Zog Babylon, the third and the final. But this show, as always, is aimed at the lost and the found sheep of the house of Israel. Ye chose the seed of Israel's race. Ye who did hear Christ's call. Greetings. This is episode number 123.5 of the Movement Turd. And tonight is the 24th of May, 2012. And the title of the show is called Come a Whirlwind. And the reason I'm calling it that is that on the 22nd of May of last year, Joplin had a level 5 tornado go through it and pretty well kill 150-some people outright. And I think the death toll is how they went ahead and called it, came up to 163, although I think the last 10 or 15 were sort of spurious. But in any case, you've had every single time, be it just after the quake, be it the year, you know, on the 22nd of May, you've had these Anglo Mestizos be oh so superstitious about how Yahweh obviously did not give a shit for Joplin, didn't give a shit at all, or was indifferent, or actually hated Joplin, if you believe Fred Phelps. And he should have some red meat because the nigger, you know, the Kenyan nigger, Obongo, has gone ahead and will come out in favor of gay marriage. So pretty much what you end up having is that you end up having, well, a bunch of superstitious critters. Now, I've noticed in the bowel movement, you have, you know, these Jews and the rest are extremely superstitious. And be they Steve Elder, Command Dork McFag, Oba Genderbender, Clint Downey's Meerkat, these people are extremely superstitious. And I think it's the reason they're superstitious is that they understand that Yahweh is not their God. And he is not on their side, and they are not his people. And that when things occur, there's no threatening or bothering or tornado or flood. Now, yesterday I had this bitch, Donna Fortin, who was giving me trouble, and I went ahead and met her at the, I went down there for $1.25 hamburgers, about 5 of them, and she was there. She decided to talk to me, and I went ahead and talked about, well, how she's not well-loved because she got into a tiff with the chief of pig lice. He wanted to impeach her ass because he claimed that she ordered him to shoot stray dogs, which is a lie. I mean, the bitch doesn't like dogs, doesn't respect private property. She thinks, essentially, because she got a bunch of stupid fortune cunts to go ahead and vote for, that now she's in. Now, she's been in and she's been out. She's been in and she's been out. And what she does, she gets more and more arrogant to people, even the Fortunes, you know, the Anglo Mestizos, get tired of her shit and they vote her out. And somebody else comes in, and then he turns out to be a bigger dork than Donna, goes ahead and blows a whole bunch of money on nothing, and then they bring in Donna. Donna is a thrifty bitch, got to admit that. And she's been nosing her way, and yes, she usually knows what she's doing. But the thing about it is that once she goes ahead and gets a little bit of power, she thinks she can kill people. So I was sort of exchanging meaneries with her, and she said that she'd seen the vision where I was in the nut house, or in the big house. I said, well, I've already been in the big house. I have a vision, too, where you and your little meerkat, both their pelts here, fly bone pelts, are going ahead and curing in some stretching rack. You know, I got a laugh here about how this little tornado in Joplin did a better deal of clearing here than your little shitty bulldozers over do on my lots here. And then she whined that some relative of hers had been killed in a tornado. And I said, well, it looks like Fred Phelps had a point. Yahweh does not care for Joplin. And she screamed and whined and bitched and pissed and moaned the owner came out and, we can't have that here. Don't say no like that. You're not going to fight in here. I said, well, I'm not going to fight. This same dork went ahead, and the first time or the second time she was mayor, went ahead and voted in a $500 a month salary for the mayor job of Granby. Previously, the mayor had not gotten anything other than the prestige and headache of essentially running this community on behalf of other Anglo mestizos who pretty well keep it down. In any case, getting on with it, what you have is that you have these pistol, essentially running around, and she was, you know, he ended up getting voted out because even the Anglo mestizos thought that Donna wasn't worth $500, and she lost, you know, she lost the election. And this goof who went ahead and thought he was going to go ahead and go ass to mouth with her here, he lost his election for North Ward City Councilman. And, you know, pretty well, he had 4 years, you know, he had 2 years of silliness, essentially where the pigs ran wild and harassed female pigs and paid out $75,000 in settlements for essentially trying to get, you know, some pig pussy from Miss Piggy and stupid shit, so they brought her back in, and now she's becoming an ass clown again. So anyway, I went ahead and took a picture of the twat and left here, and that's pretty well what I wrote. Folks, you have a whirlwind, and in Joplin, these people are assuming that they're just like Anne Franken, you know, Franken Mamser. They get to go ahead and whine about how bad it is, and the more faggoty they are, the more they whine and whine and whine. Now, how Joplin has gone ahead and done this is that, you know, most of that tornado took out some old sections of town, and pretty well what the thieving city council critters did was they passed a bunch of laws demanding that people go ahead and clean up immediately and pretty well letting the big box stores, be it Walmart or Home Depot or whatever, take their time. And pretty well, they just went ahead and sort of raked the people. And still, these idiots went ahead and voted to pay for a whole brand-new high school, even though they have a declining or decaying mall to where they can go ahead and put people or they can go ahead and put them up in trailers. Hey, I'm a white kid. I can't learn except in a trailer. All right. So essentially, but there were a lot of people, the smarter ones, who figured out that Joplin was a declining place here with declining property values, just like across the food and Edzog Plain. They took the insurance money. They didn't bother to rebuild. And, folks, Joplin is not like Haiti, you know, a long ways from it. But on the other hand, you still have the whining and the pissing and the moaning and, pretty well just like last year, this little pig wouldn't even let Fred Phelps' butts come into town. This year, you had a whole bunch of stupid Whiggers, land of the free, home of the brave, home of the slave, blah, 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 blah. And we got to go ahead and drown out Fred Phelps. Oh, let's help out. But, folks, I need to release this May 22nd last year show. It was on TeamSpeak at the time, and I will do so. Anyway, there's a good deal of news. Craig Cobb, I'll give him credit here, has essentially done a good deal for the Creatard community and the NFM community up in North Dakota. I'll go ahead and thank him, although I don't altogether trust him. And let's see. Oh, Bitch Tiss Bill is on the run. He's a fugitive, and I'm sure he'll eventually get caught. He's no Bob Matthews. And, folks, I didn't like Bitch Tiss Bill. He talked a bunch of shit about me while I was in that house, but I'm not going to really gloat. I don't think Bitch Tiss Bill should have been convicted of anything. Well, folks, those Alex Landry went ahead and snitched on him. Helped snitch on him. You have Wigger Swill and Hatting running around censoring. Talk about Harold Covington on Sperm Front. And I outed this Mamser faggot from Los Angeles named Stephen Brower as in gilded. Last night in the shot box, where the cocksucker essentially admitted that, yes, that was his name. And Mamser Barrel cocksuckers went ahead and edited that out. But luckily, I had a screenshot. So, yes, the Mamser Barrel, like all these forums, a lot of these forums are just simply nothing more than Mamsters and the rest here. I'd like to thank Fade the Butcher, Hunter Wallace. Old Wigger Squill was lying like a pussy about how I need to be banned or censored on, you know, Fade the Butcher's forum. And what happens is that Wigger Squill has no great respect for Hunter Wallace. So I just simply said, look, folks, the 90 show is over. 90 show is over. When you talk about clown forums, you're talking about Sperm Front. You're talking about a bunch of these places here because what they do is they censor. They hide shit. They went ahead and hid the JT Ready thread. And Linder is just a gut-sick Guido Kiken Weasel. Did you ask cancer? Did you ask AIDS? Essentially, his crap is sort of drying up. But folks, our bowel movement is just simply nothing more than a tard corral of a few wiggers running around following a few mamsters and Jews who are hidden. That's all it is. What we have is we have a wigger problem. Although wiggers are now a minority within the Zogland. Folks, I'm going to go ahead and take a break. Maybe hope that the real William B. goes ahead and calls in. And, folks, I'm going to go ahead and take a couple breaks. Maybe hope William B. calls in. If he does, fine. If he doesn't, fine. Rustfer is not going to be calling in tonight. Logan isn't sure whether he's going to go ahead and do another show or not. More shows tomorrow night. I have no idea what he's going to do. He sort of changed here a little bit here. Maybe he got replaced by Pod Jews. Who knows? And Rustfer, he's out probably to Timbuktu trying to juice an elephant or a nigger or whatever here. So, folks, we're going to go ahead and take a break. And then I'll go ahead and look at a few things that are making the news. Folks, hail victory.
Okay, William B.
Hello. How you doing, Pastor?
Okay.
I haven't talked to you in a long time. How you doing? Can you hear me? Looks like his cell died. Yep. Well, I don't know what to say. I mean, am I going to run the show here or what? Certainly hope this isn't going to be the William B. show. Because I don't have anything lined up. I don't have a script or anything. Oh, my God. Wow. Okay.
Okay. I think I went and hung up on myself. How you doing, William B.?
I'm doing good. Glad to hear you're back. I didn't have a script for the show or anything, so... yeah.
Well, what I do is a lot of times I go ahead and have a script, and I go ahead and sometimes just read the thing when I say what is going to happen, and then I go ahead and send out the show. Here, the biggest thing was the tornado which occurred a year ago, and well, essentially, you have people going ahead and whining. Like they're victims or something like that here. That number of things, I was sort of up last night. One of this man's a faggot from Los Angeles here, who I knew as a man's a faggot, and I had his name from Kane. And essentially, he went ahead and broke this rule about calling people pedophiles stumbling. So I went ahead and said, well, since you broke that rule, can I go ahead and break the rule about outing? He said, well, you go ahead and do whatever you want here. Well, I went ahead and wrote his name in the shout box at the Manzer Barrel, and essentially the Beaner Cougar went ahead and took it down, but I'd already taken a screenshot. And essentially, this idiot he's just a mean Manzer faggot, wants to pretend to be a white guy. He runs around. He's taking pictures of himself playing a guitar, and I think he's a fairly good guitar player, but. You know, what he sings just sounds stupid. And like all these Mamsers and the rest who live in Los Angeles or New York, you know, even the Uyghurs, they look down upon anybody who lives in flyover country. Flyover is the Delaware Gap into Pennsylvania from New Jersey. And, you know, when you go ahead and hit Barstow in California. And essentially,
did you see that Jim Giles had done a show?
I heard about that.
I guess
Jim Giles. I don't know.
Some kind of murder. I guess it was like some guy murdered his girlfriend or his wife or something like that. So Jim Giles is trying to get on that.
Well, I doubt he has a wife here. He might have some girl. I get the feeling.
Oh no, Jim Giles is crazy. I mean, no woman would want to be with a guy like that.
Well, he did go ahead and manage to screw a Uyghuress and a Negress in Paris here when he was young at the
a mulatto in the 80s. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and have your way, Jim Giles.
Yeah, exactly.
And what happens? He's sort of like the football player who thinks football playing in a place like Alabama, Mississippi is the ultimate of manliness, and manliness and leadership consists of being like a football high school football coach, lying and yelling and screaming. And
I like how he would go on about how great he thought military men were, and yet he never served a day in the military. I thought that was really funny.
Well, that's part of the reason about me and Trader Glenn Miller. I served 2 years in the military in a nuclear missile unit. And, I could tell Pastor John Britton, he served in a aviation unit, which is a very much higher average, a very higher average here. I served in a nuclear missile unit, so you'll end up having the people who... Well, essentially, except for this nigger who, you know, got choice of jail or joined the army, and you know the Puerto Rican sergeant who tried to go ahead and get rank real quick. Essentially, most of the enlisted men had a minimum IQ of about 110, and supposedly I had one of 147, and you have people who are highly intelligent in the things that require higher thinking, like the field artillery surveyors, where they survey the, you know, the firing points, you know, and lay in the stakes. And you'll have, you know, the highest in the fire direction command, you know, command centers essentially running around and telling people where to go, where to aim the missile, where to do this, where to do that, and setting up directional antennas and all this sort of thing. You will have very high people here, and usually the missile, you know, the missile men are known as the highest. But then again, you will have the nigger cooks. You will end up having, you'll have the nigger truck drivers and mechanics, and, you know, just the regular rest of the other part of the Army. And the Army, you know, way back, we had 350,000 people in Europe. The Army is altogether, what, about 500,000. It's the largest branch. And pretty well, I think they're going to go ahead and reduce, you know, because they don't have no choice. But, I mean, you had 350,000. But we used to say back then is that the Army is 10,000 killers and the rest is just a Job Corps in uniform. And,
yeah.
You know,
I thought it was funny that Jim Giles was, like, going on about how military men were pure studs. I mean, he did that in the Will Williams interview, and yet this guy never served a day in the military. I mean, who the hell is he talking about being a stud?
I've seen these pure studs here, and essentially when you talk about pure studs, you're talking about someone who goes ahead and goes to the Philippines or goes to Korea and pays a whore $5 to suck his dick.
Like,
come on.
Like Rabang? Rabang?
Yeah, like Rabanger here.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, speaking of which, Hadding and Wiggerswill are running wild on sperm front. They were getting on this Joe Adams character here for, how dare you, as a creator, you have Covington on there. How dare you have this? And essentially Joe Adams went ahead and says, well, hey, I don't give a shit about your hatreds from the 80s and 90s. I don't really give a crap. You know, I don't really care. I'm not going to argue about you. I'm not a pure creator anymore. I want to have an umbrella group, and you know, I don't think that's going to succeed here because essentially they want to, oh, we don't hate niggers. We love niggers. Oh, yes, we love niggers here. We just like white people. Blah, 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 blah. You know, whatever, but it's an entertaining show, so I do listen to it. Occasionally I call in. And, you know, I don't want to get dressed as John, you know, King. I think he's somewhat of a snake. They have Axis Sally on there. And the biggest, you know, the biggest thing was Axis Sally is Corina Burt, porn queen. Well, about a couple months ago, I went ahead and did it that if, it, you know, Axis Sally was Corina Burt, I mean, shoot, Corina Burt has a rather, doesn't have a bad face here, but she has fairly wide hips, and she has essentially a good set of knockers on her. You know what I mean? I mean, shoot, most of these losers here running around, they wouldn't know what to do with a Corina Burt. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And, yeah. I pointed out, if Jesus Christ forgive Mary Magdalene, I sure as hell can, well, really not give a shit whether or not Corina Burt, you know, is Axis Sally or not. I don't really give a crap here.
I'm not against the Covingtonistas or anything. I just don't. I'm not into it. You know, I'm with Pastor Britton on them. I don't really want anything to Covington.
Yeah,
I mean, I know you support him. I know you support him, but that's just not something I'm going to do.
Well, John Britton is sort of mildly neutral to Covington.
Yeah.
But I said, you really like Covington here? He said, I sort of like him here. It's just that if he pisses me off, I'll call him Tubby.
I'll
call him Tubby to his face. That's the way he did about that. He says, well, what can he do here? I guess he just had to go ahead and take it here.
I'm kind of the same way. I just don't go there, you know.
Well, yeah, I've had this conversation with you before. You know, we all agreed that Zog is going to go ahead and fall apart, correct? You know, like every other mighty evil empire is going to fall apart, correct? Still there?
Well, yeah, of course.
Okay. All righty. Of all the people, you end up having Fade the Butcher, Hunter Wallace, and here's Wiggerswill. He gets on there. Well, you three are not welcome at Linder's Greater Free Range Tard Corral. You're not welcome on VNNF because you're big liars. No, the answer is we're not big liars. We're not welcome because we have a number of, you know, choice things to say about the gut sick weedo kaiken weasel with you ass gates you know, right around eating out his asshole here, you know, accepting money from Trader Glenn Miller. We're not there. We're not banned because we're liars. We're banned because essentially we have a number of all sort of, you know, pungent things to say about Alex Linderwitz. But, you know, here's Wiggerswill. He goes ahead, he sort of craps on old Hunter, and then he makes a demand that essentially I'd be banned. I'd be banned on Hunter's, you know, little Occidental descent forum. And essentially what happens, Hunter Wallace has gone ahead. He's still pissed off at Covington. He's still butthurt. But, you know, the thing about it is that there was some little, you know, some little Zogbot tard here named Robert Campbell or Tord Weavesburg, who was actually the one who did the banning. And this last year or so, it's been Matt Parrott, this, you know, fat Hoosier, who's been doing the create tard bidding. He's been doing that. Hunter actually didn't really do it, but Covington held him responsible because, hey, it's his forum, it's his blog, he's responsible for essentially me being ambushed. And he went ahead and made a novel, you know, his last, you know, volume two of his fifth book was about Hunter Wallace, who has...
Matt Parrott is not creativity. He's a Christian.
Yeah,
so is Mike Connor, just so you know.
Okay, well, I've heard rumors that old Mike Connor used to be known as Cohen here.
Maybe, but I mean, he professes to be Christian.
He does.
He's not a creator, just so you know.
Okay, well, Voice of Retards is an offshoot of VNNF here. And
yeah, that's true. That's true.
Used to have old Peerless Shank, you know, Skank here. Him and me had already gotten into it way back in February 2005 when I went ahead and asked questions about, okay, well, where are you going to get this money for this White Freedom Party Act? Where are you going to get this money? And actually, the implication was Trader Glenn Miller would go ahead and pay for it. And pretty well, with Linder, it seems to me that he's gotten sicker, and about 3 weeks ago, he goes ahead and claimed he was living on $500 a month, and Trader Glenn Miller said that he was going to send him $30 or $50. Now, back in the old days, Trader Glenn Miller would have sent, you know, $500 or something. Said, "All right, I want the rest of you meds. You're just a bunch of yellow pussies, you know, Kikolux. If you don't go, you know." And Trader Glenn Miller, he's only sending $30 or $50. Means that it seems to me that he is down to where essentially he's just a sick old Anglo Mestizo drunk who essentially has just been now just living on his army pension. That's all he's living on. He's not getting the Zog bucks. So you go ahead and you pay attention to stuff like that, and you find out that, well, you know, Trader Glenn Miller and Alex Linder are not, you know, they're not on their salad bowl days here. But essentially over on Spurfront, Jack Poot essentially announced a policy of censorship against anybody who goes ahead and talks on behalf of Harold Covington. And, and Covington's probably making him all paranoid because he's talking about people putting links up to his show.
I don't know about that, but you see them going running wild about you over on Covenant People's Forum and Two and a half mams, or they're running wild. They're posting pictures about you and everything.
Yeah, well, what happens is that they've gone wild, especially on the Mamser barrel. They came up with, you know, old Mumps Nuts. I went ahead and posted as John Reltman. I went ahead and posted his past criminal history here.
They're running wild over there.
Well, they're really running wild, and essentially... Oh, Engelded and Commandor Chimp Out and the rest there. Run around, create a whole bunch more sock puppets here. But the thing about it is this occurred last night at 1 o'clock. Essentially, here's Engelded. He goes ahead and goes on stumbling. He breaks the rule about calling people pedophiles. So he said, "Hey, you don't have a problem with me, Stephen Brower, if I go ahead and out you here, because that's the other rule. You don't out people and you don't go ahead and call people, you know, pedophiles." He said, "You do whatever you want." Okay. "But you need to go ahead and play with Zed." Well, essentially, he went ahead and essentially admitted that he was indeed this character named Steve Brower. And what he is, he's some sort of musician. He's not very talented. He runs around with a band in Southern California with beaners and niggers and the rest here. And from what I gather, he's some sort of off-white mamzerk here, and a faggot, running around. And essentially, they went ahead and cleaned it up. They cleaned it up. The Beaner Cougarist went ahead and cleaned it up over on the Manzer Barrel. Bluto has been pretty well keeping quiet because on Stumbling, he went ahead and made a mistake of posting in my forum. He went ahead and deleted it, hoping I didn't notice. So I'm going to go ahead and screw with him when I get around to it. But essentially, Ingelda just went ahead and, the character hates me. He went ahead and he run his mouth and essentially admitted that, his name was indeed Stephen Brower, and now, he's pretty well screwed. So they're sort of running wild on the Manzer Barrel. They're going ahead and over gender benders whining because I called in to the Nimbusters thing about 2 weeks ago, chewing ass, because they were going ass to mouth with Chris Drake over JT Reddy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they were saying that you were, like, fraternizing with Jews and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, look, if you're fraternizing with Finkelstein, you're fraternizing with Eli James, you're fraternizing probably with Obi Gender Bender, and with Visser, Ethan Melungeon. You are fraternizing with Jews now here. Chances are you are a Jew. I was calling up the news guy because, 3 weeks ago, he deliberately, when JT Ray was running wild, he called up Chris Drake. And Chris Drake was whining about, how they're not racist. If you claim to be racist, you claim to hate Mexicans, they would not allow you to join their little U.S. Border Patrol thing. And if you're not racist, then what's the big deal about not letting beaners into the country? What difference does it make? Right? Don't make any sense at all. People are people. We're all alike. And the more young beaners we got, the better. I mean, this is sort of stupid crap you hear from liberals and Jews. Here you hear it from people who went around claiming to be Nazis. Does that mean they're Nazis? The answer is it means that no, they're just liars is what they are. Okay? Anyway.
All right, Pastor. I just want to see how well you're doing and just say hello and touch bases with you.
Well, I may or may not be kicked off the ballot as sheriff in Newton County, but, pretty well it's, old Donna was going ahead and sort of threatening me here, but then again, I was sort of threatening her too here. And
all right, well, I'm going to go ahead and let you go. You just communicate with me via email, okay?
Alrighty, or you can go ahead and post, if you would, when you go ahead and post on the forum, try to see a thread which is sort of like your new post or something like that here. We're going to make a new thread here, but just talk. I'll talk to you later. Right. Hail victory.
Yeah, hail victory. Yahweh bless, brother.
Bye-bye. Well, folks, I was glad that William B. could be in. And, folks, we're going to go ahead and take another break. Hail victory. are back for, I think, the third section of the Movement Third. I waited for people to go ahead and call in. I went ahead and saved the chat. Went ahead and looked at a few things here. Folks, the biggest news in the movement isn't the same old stupid shit about censorship and secret Jews and Mamsers doing stuff. The biggest thing right now, I think, is about Bill White essentially being screwed by Zog. Now, I had heard Harold Covington say that he thought Bill White had gone ahead and fought essentially Zog to a standstill. From what I gather, this James Turk, this Judge James Turk, wasn't altogether comfortable with essentially erasing the sign for the First Amendment to the Bill of Goods. And what he did is he went ahead and dismissed during the Bill White, trial. Only God can judge me. Look at this sort of thing here. Folks, I've heard Ken Copeland, the sheriff of Newton County, and I've seen the baby killers at the Fulton State Nut House. They're allowed chalk. And they'll chalk, only God can judge me. So I'm looking at this thing on PBS about niggers going ahead and tattooed, only God can judge me. What happens? I'm Super Mamser. Man can't judge me, even though Ken Copeland goes ahead and gets to play a sheriff and arrest people and judge other people, whiter people than him. Why, the cocksucker was flying like a pussy. Why do you hate me so much? Well, because you and your sheriff's department have gone ahead and falsely arrested me, stole my grandchildren. Now you're trying to go ahead and have them murdered and sent to prison. So, yes, I have reason to go ahead and hate you, hate your family, hate everything that stands about you here. Now, where I get to, I got that from Bill White, off of Bill White. Now, this Turco, he's sort of like this Judge Lefkowitz, who essentially got blamed wrongfully for Matt Hale and all the other stuff here. Actually, she was the one who said that this little Jew sect didn't have a right to go ahead and claim by means of a trademark infringement that, the World Church creator had to go ahead and stop publishing that, go ahead and give all these books to be burned. It was the 7th U.S. District Court, of which John Paul Stevens Jr. is a member. His old man was on the Supreme Court as a liberal, which went ahead and overturned Lefkow's decision to go ahead and dismiss the case. And from what I gather, the prosecutor and the ref went ahead and overturned the sentencing guidelines on Bill White. And from what I gather, he's supposed to serve another year in jail. So what happens is that Bill White didn't want to serve that other year in jail, so he sort of took it out on the run. And I do not like Bill White, still do not like Bill White. Bill White would talk shit about me while I was in that house about how he was so tough and how he had $250,000 lawyer on retainer. But when I got out, Bill White had just gone to prison, or into jail, waiting trial. I went ahead and asked John Gerhardt if essentially the legal arm of the movement, such as it is, was going to help old bitch this bill. He said, no. This bill was going to ask them out with Trader Glenn Miller and Alex Linder and against the order of prisoners of war. And why are you asking for them? I mean, he had nothing good to say about you. But more to the point, we have a bunch of Christians and Odinists in the West here, and John Gerhardt has gotten away from Christian identity into Odinism and creatardism and all this other sort of shit, but essentially, there are a lot more deserving people than Bitch Tits Bill. Let Bitch Tits Bill ran his mouth and got himself into this trouble, let him get his way out. Now, folks, I don't like Bitch Tits Bill White, but I think that his conviction was bogus. Altogether bogus. Does it really matter? No. It don't matter to Zog. Zog does whatever the hell it pleases. So, I don't think that old Bitch Tits Bill is no Bob Matthews, but I do hope that it ends well for old Bitch Tits Bill, although I don't see how that's going to happen. But I have no hatred for Bill White. I hope it, what happened to him wasn't right. But then again, we live in a world where what is happening to us is not all right. It's just what the spawn of Satan do. Now, I was going to go ahead and say folks, I don't know where Bill White is. Folks, I don't want to know where Bill White is. I don't really like Bill White, never did, don't trust the lying bastard, but I do hope it goes well for him. I hope he finds a safe house and manages to make it as long as Eric Rudolph did. Bill White could probably afford to miss a meal or two, but no, I do hope. Yeah, well, he's an obnoxious bastard is what he is, okay? But I do hope that, what they're doing to him is wrong. It is wrong. But, folks, it doesn't really matter. The vast majority of Uyghurs would turn on Bill White. His best bet is finding someone who liked him, who will go ahead, essentially, find him a basement somewhere, and essentially keep old Bill White, with some blocked out windows in the basement, essentially keep old Bill White in his basement for a long, 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 long time. Sort of like this, what's that name? Tim DeCombs. Way back. Supposedly Zog thought he was a Phineas priest who went ahead and shot this fat pig named Harper, although it was a McDonald County sheriff's deputy, who didn't like Harper steal more share of the drug money. He did it, and they still haven't found Timothy Combs. Damn FBI, go ahead and ask everybody what they know about him. Answer, I don't know anything about him. I sort of think the FBI murdered him, or somebody killed him, or something like that. But he might be somewhere. He might be somewhere in someone's safe house or did you ever see the movie Legends of the Fall where there was this one guy who was wanted for killing somebody? And the sheriff was looking for people, so every time somebody, strangers come up riding in their horses, essentially this guy sort of excuse himself and pretty well go in the house somewhere where he couldn't be seen. Folks, I sort of hope that old Timothy Combs did that, and I sort of hope that Bill White finds a place like that. I really do. But folks, I mean, me and Bill White are not friends. I don't really know about Bill White. I'm going to go ahead and wish Bill White the best, though. I really do, although I don't like him. Okay? So where's Logan? Logan went ahead. If you look at Sunday's show, Logan was sort of torn as to whether or not he'll come back and do a show. I don't see why he shouldn't. Folks, anything and everything which goes over the internet, which goes over the airways, which goes over a telephone line, essentially Zog is just going ahead and slurping it all up and putting it on a septillion, bite thing, that they're going ahead and creating over in Utah. Some people are all there worried about it. Folks, it's sort of like, this bitch Don Fulton, the cops don't like you, you're going to the big house. Well, no, Donna, I don't think I am. The reason I don't think I am is that we are ever so short of a time to a financial collapse. If you go ahead and look, is that usually when there's a financial collapse, like happened under Charles I, or Louis XVI, or Nicholas II, you end up having a social collapse as well. And the former pigs, the former rulers, get their heads chopped off, or machine gunned down, or whatever happens to them. And usually when there's a collapse, the pigs who are in power get it. Folks, there is so much hatred. There is so much. Oh, there's the there's so much combustible material for flame, which will go ahead and wipe everything out. And I call this situation, which is coming up, which is inevitable, the Great Tribulation. And folks, I like what I see. And every single time I can, I go ahead and I strike a match. I pour gasoline over it. I escalate every situation that I can. So, in any case here. Okay, simply behave yourself, okay? So, well, you go ahead. This is the second thing here. This ARA squads here. Folks, you have all these clowns come in, and they got arrested. They were stupid clowns. They're facing prison sentences. And you think that if they go ahead and get charged with felony intimidation, felony mob action, you think that anybody, any Anglo Mestizo or the Aryan Brotherhood is going to take them in? Do you think these nigger gangs are going to go ahead and say, well, we love you for going ahead and going against them evil wastes? Do you think anybody's going to go ahead and stand up for these stupid wiggers being sent to prison? They're going to go ahead and get to find out that their horse shit was altogether a lie, that niggers are not the same as white people. Folks, if they go ahead and get an ass pounding here, I bet, unless they're faggots like Gelded or Stephen Brower and like it, I think they're going to go ahead and have essentially a total different view when they come out, if they come out. All this stupid shit that's going down now is based upon lies. It's not based upon anything that's real. Not based upon anything real at all. Okay? So, anyway, so I'm looking at this thing here. So, no, they're not going to go ahead and do this here. Oh, by the way, I went ahead and looked at this. The Southern Poverty Law Center came up with this, came up with this Southern, summer intelligence report, which is horseshit. They interviewed Joanna Shoup. Joanna Shoup didn't have a problem with Jeff Shoup until he went ahead and he found some new pussy from California and brought it up. And then she went ahead and said, well, no, I'm not pure white. I'm a mam's right. Yes, I do have a nigger daughter. Jeff was so mean. No, Jeff wasn't so mean to her. Jeff Shoup lied to you the entire time. Not to you, but he lied to his supporters. His supporters wanted to be lied to, and they were lied to. Nothing new happened. Nothing different happened. At all. This bowel movement is so screwed up. I'm going to go ahead and get on to, Harold Covington. Covington believes that there's going to be an October surprise to where there's going to be a war with Iran so that the nigger can go ahead and claim that he's done something. And essentially, Zal will go ahead and commit suicide. Now, I don't believe that's the case. There's a lot of people who do believe that's the case. Harold Covington, I think, is following the wrong thing in that, folks, if you want to go ahead and get a high audience share, what you do, and what he should do, is simply keep his Radio Free Northwest podcast by an hour and 10 minutes. Nothing wrong. I mean, I would say this was a more dynamic show than usual. Now, he's talking about, shutting down his panel discussions, and that may or may not be for the best here. It may be for the best. What I'm trying to point out is that, essentially the FBI knew who, Axel Sally was and went whining and pissing and moaning to her, you better be careful about what you say. Well, no, Phibbies. You you, it doesn't matter whether or not you're careful or not. You're doomed. You're damned. You serve Satan. Satan's regime is going to go ahead and fall apart. What gets me is that of all the people, all the intellectuals, Joe Adams, white republic, white republic, white republic. Well, how are we going to get a white republic? Are we going to whine like pussies, and, you know, whine like Jews? And go ahead and have the Jews and the niggers and the beaners go ahead and give us something? The answer, that's not going to happen. Arthur Wallace is talking about a, well, I guess he's talking about a Dixie or a neo-Confederacy. And I'm not going to go ahead and say he's wrong here. But what us Christian identity people, I mean us real dual-seed-line Christian identity people believe, is the solution is going to be the Great Tribulation, to where you had 90 Whiggers, you're going to have 10 million whites. And where you had 170 million Namsers, you're going to have maybe only a few who ally themselves with the new reality, begging that they be put on a reservation. Anybody who goes ahead and believes, anyone who goes ahead and believes that a white person will be allowed a reservation among Mamsers, I'll go ahead and look to see what happened to me on the Mamser barrel. But I insisted that I have my own subform as agreed to where I rule it absolutely. And that was not going to be allowed. For 4 months, I put up with Mighty Chomo, Mighty Chomo, Mighty Chomo. Shit. I didn't guilt it. He liked having this little fun. He decided he was going to go ahead and bring it on stumbling, and then he ends up getting caught and outed to where he doesn't have a leg to stand on. He keeps on yapping that crap. He's getting in trouble. I'm quite sure his nigger buddies, his beaner buddies, would be really happy to hear about what a big white supremacist character he's playing. Little shit-skinned Mamser faggot would have, you know, I don't think he's as smart or as vicious as Brian Real. He's pretty vicious, like all Mamsers are. But, folks, I don't have a problem, getting back to Covington, I don't have a problem with Covington going ahead and having 1,000 warlords to go ahead and carve off a good hunk of Zog. But when you have people like Steve Elder, you know, a Tubal Kenite, Victor Schnamser, you know, bleeding out the ass, and essentially serving Eli James, a known Jew, first before Covington, how's that going to happen? When you go ahead and you have, there's the info, back of my hand. Okay, guest number 16 here. All right, well, okay, well, calm down, 16. You're not supposed to spam, okay? All right? Anyway, oh, okay, so somebody's in on the call, but I don't see them here. All righty, let me go ahead and, Nova Scotia, let me take another break. You know, and that's the way we do things here. And we'll be back in a minute, and I'll unmute you. Oh. Well, we had somebody good call here, but he hung up.
coming to call.
Oh, okay, Nova Scotia, you're on the line. How you doing?
All right. I just wanted to call in and, you know, give a... And I want to, you know, like...
Sounds like you have your computer. You have your computer.
Yeah, yeah, I had to turn that off. Yeah, I just turned that off there. You know, I just want to call in and say, you know, East Coast Canada's best Canada.
You like it better than Calgary?
Well, Western Canada, it's very rootless, you know. It's all full of foreigners and they're rootless, you know, because they only spent 100 years out there, you know. And here on the East Coast, they spent a few centuries at least.
Well, it used to be that Western Canada was a good deal, like North Dakota, Montana, a number of other places, pretty well by the British here, and then pretty well, you're pretty well divided from the rest of Canada by all these frogs here in Quebec province, correct?
Well, I'm in Nova Scotia right now, but I've spent a fair amount of time out west, and out west, the racial makeup is, they have more Ukrainians out there and more Jews and whatnot. Here on the East Coast, it's like typically more British and French. But Western Canada, it's you know, Jewish and Polish and Ukrainian, and you know, it's really mixed up out there.
Well, I remember better than 20 years, I went up to Toronto and Mississauga, you know, I was a truck driver, and there were these two Czech brothers who ran a microbrewery. And they said that they had chosen Texas or Canada, and they chose Canada, and they wish they had chosen Texas because of all these dotheads that, Pierre Trudeau was bringing in, all these non-whites that they were bringing in, and these people didn't really much care for it. Now, they didn't mind telling me that because, hey, I was from the States here. Didn't really matter. It wasn't like I was going to go ahead and tell on them or anything like that. But... No, you'd go ahead in Toronto and you would see, go ahead if you went in toward, driving through there, you go ahead and see, at these bus stops or something like that off the highway, you'd see all these non-whites running around and stuff like that. And, it wasn't like Newark, New Jersey. It wasn't really dangerous, but you'd have these weird critters running around. And I go up there, and one time I went ahead and picked up some foam to go ahead and wrap around this iron rebar, and we took it out to a place in Colorado off from Nebraska. They were redoing this Interstate 25 or something like that here. But I've been to Canada a couple times in a truck.
Have you ever been to the Maritimes, to like Nova Scotia or Nebraska?
No. We just simply had the trucking company had a permit to go to Ontario, the Ontario part.
Oh yeah.
What happens is that some cases you come in at the at Niagara Falls. Cross around Niagara Falls here. You go up to Toronto, Mississauga. You come out at Windsor, Detroit, and essentially you'd be hung up for about an hour in customs. Are you the master of your vessel? Yeah, I'm the master of the vessel here. And you'd fill out. They'd usually have the permits or whatever. In a drawer, you go ahead, you get the drawer, you then fill them out some more, you go ahead and wait in the line, the only time they went ahead and really looked at anything was the time when I had, bought these, got this, this foam rubber to put around rebar that they're going to go ahead and put in this concrete to rebuild Interstate 25 past Julesburg, Nebraska, to pretty well I just went out to a an overpass, and pretty well the people there just went ahead and just loaded out on the Lone Prairie. It's sort of like when they were building railroad track or something like that here. But they did go ahead and look at the cargo, see whether or not I was hauling drugs from, to the United States or what have you. And no, I wasn't. And no big deal.
Yeah, the border, there's lots of, crossings, like most people don't realize that you can cross the border between U.S. and Canada, all across the goddamn country. There's, many unchecked, border crossings. It's the largest fucking, border crossing in the world, right? So it's impossible.
Well, there's a rather big one around Windsor. I mean, what got me is that the Canadian roads are far better kept than American roads were. You would have, and they, the Canadians do things somewhat smart here. What they do is they will have asphalt roads up in the north, which go ahead and, are hotter, or they heat up more to where essentially you could have a rather cold time and there's no snow all over the place. Whereas the United States, they have the asphalt in places like Louisiana, and the trucks, when it gets warm, go ahead and make big old ruts in the road. And in the north, they have concrete with salt, which goes ahead and rusts out the rebar of the concrete, so then you end up having a washboard road. And Canada and Germany, what they do is with their big highways, they have the roadbed go down 2 meters, whereas the United States, it's only 1 yard, if that, and they're replacing the roads. I think part of it is just simply old-fashioned corruption and feather bedding and kickbacks.
Well, our fucking government, Ottawa is just as fucking Jew corrupted as fucking Washington, especially with this, this so-called conservative government. You see, in Canada today, we had this conservative government, they call it, but, really it just means this pike puppet fucking bullshit, that's all that means,
Well, Carol Cousins said somebody was in trouble. Someone was in trouble over, essentially, Richard Warmans, or the Jew boy, was running around. Well, Brian Reel went ahead and essentially talked about sicking Richard Warmans on me. And what happens, though, is he went ahead and bitched and pissed and moaned to iWeb Canada, which is supposed to be a free speech hoster. And essentially, I was on there for 3 weeks. They kicked me off. And then the next, essentially within a week, here's Paul Fromm against censorship in Canada. Here he is on Brian Rio and Finkelstein's show, essentially advocating censorship. And I said, you fat, lying piece of shit. You went ahead and went with a dirty little mamster who threatened to go ahead and sick Richard Warman on me. You went ahead and got my webpage kicked off here.
That was when you tried to get your page in Quebec, was it? That was in Quebec, right?
No, it's been...
Yeah,
it's been,
yeah, and,
was,
and
you
know they're just
real,
fucking,
so
yeah.
Yeah. But you have this character, Paul Fromm, claiming to be a free speech in Canada advocate, and here he is going ass to mouth with Brian Reed. You have all these people. They pretend to be something that they're not. And,
yeah.
I mean, it's sort of like over on the Mamser barrel. I mean, if there is a Melungeon, Mamser here, the shady boob Kentucky Chomo Melungeon that gets down on this Clancy guy here. He's another Melungeon, he's another Melungeon character here. Nobody seems to realize that this character has an unclean manner, talks about licking, Mamseress's unbleached bungholes, and, goes ahead and he talks just like a criminal, a Mamser criminal, you would hear, And here he is. He doesn't have a job. He'll post at 1, 2, 4, 6 o'clock in the morning. He'll post at hours, which he doesn't have a job. And, you know, the prison system in the United States is not used to going ahead and providing criminals, ex-criminals, with a living. The only thing I can think of is he's getting a chumo check in lieu of being, well, essentially being put in civil commitment. The United States Supreme Court ruled you could indefinitely detain people if they were a danger to themselves or others, you know, past their sentence. But it cost, you can't punish them. So it costs about $100,000 or more to go ahead and lock them up. It's just cheaper to go ahead and give what I call a chomo, what's called a chomo check, essentially to where you behave. And I ran that bastard off 3 years ago when he figured out that I could see his IP number and stumble in. And then he ran as soon as the beer bell was there here. So I noticed that you're over on Old Kane's forum along with Clancy and Appy and the rest here, correct?
Yeah. I belong to 4.co, yes.
Alrighty. Well, you might go ahead and tell them to keep on doing their gangsta bullshitism here.
Yeah, you have a good night, too, you fucking rock and roll fucking.
Alrighty, well.
Take it easy, man.
Are you drinking again?
Oh, yes. I'm drinking very much.
Well, not again here. From what I gather, when I knew you here, it's not, you know, the question is not again. It's like, when will you stop here? But, so anyway, you live in the eastern portion here with relatives or something, or you just migrated there or what?
No, I just wanted to call in and just, you know, give a hello, you know, from Canada, you know. I figured.
Okay. Well, do you think Mary Lauren is for real, or do you think she's photoshopped?
All right, man, you take her easy.
Okay. Well, I wanted to
have a good night. I'll take a drink for you.
It's not for me. You'll take a drink. You'll take a drink from you.
Well, I'll take two drinks from me.
Alrighty. Well, hey,
all right, man.
Okay.
You have a good night.
You bet.
All right. You too.
Alrighty. Well, I wanted to talk as to whether or not Laura was for real, or was it real, or was it Memorex here, or Photoshop, but. In case it looks like Fitzgerald has decided to go ahead and do something else here. Folks, we're going to go ahead and take yet another break. And it looks like we'll have a bunch of callers in tonight, maybe or maybe not. We'll see. No liquor. Okay, folks, still taking the break here. I'm looking at this Radio Free Mississippi. It looks like he did come up with a new show, but his thing loads so slowly here, okay? So, anyway. Okay. Well, it looks like Andy went to the gym. Okay, well, we're back again. Looks like a few people decided to go ahead and do something else and catch the show on TalkShoe. And what I'll probably do is re-engineer it. We had William B. We had Fitzgerald from Newfoundland or wherever. I think they're called Newfies back, I think they're called Newfies for the rest of Kanekistan. Anyway, folks, pretty well. Someone's complained that I didn't have enough information about, the answer is nobody does here. When you're going to go ahead and find out about poor old Bitch Stiff is when he gets, cuffed and stuffed and essentially sent back to prison with harder terms because he went ahead and ran. And I've heard people like old Jake Featherstone, Kevin O'Keefe, yak about how he would take a gun here and take as many with him as he could. And old Jake Featherstone is another N.A. tard who got sent to prison for doing something stupid and useless. And he just looks sort of like a feminized man of sorts. He went ahead and moved to Sioux Falls, and he pretty well looks like his mother in Sioux Falls or wherever. He's just sort of shaped like a pear. And, you know the critter has bitch tits, which he doesn't want to go ahead and show. And all this hard talk here is just fat talk. Folks, I have been locked up with criminals. And, you know, dangerous criminals, psychotic criminals, dangerous nigger psychotic criminals. And generally, the best thing to do, insofar as possible, is to keep your mouth shut. Although I did not take that advice myself here. That's why I lost four teeth to a Newton County pig taking me up there. Evil people don't like being called on their evil. Okay? I don't really have too much. What Craig Cobb has done in North Dakota is sort of generous. What the Southern Poverty Law Center is talking about interviewing Jeff Shoup's, well, part sand nigger wife, you know, and who had a nigger kid. Folks, Jeff Shoup is just a crook. If you have anything to do with the NSM, stop. Get out of it. Get out of it altogether. Because during the last year or so, well, it seems like being an NSM member is go to jail, get killed by your kid, or go Netzoid and kill your mud shark or the rest here. The other day I had on my Facebook page, Chris Drake, he wanted to talk to me, and I said, okay, well, I'm here. And he never did call me up or do anything. And I guess he heard that I called up the news kike, the Peerless Goodmanser, and chewed on Peerless Goodmanser's ass for essentially allowing Chris Drake to go ahead and get off the hook for supporting JT Reddy before it was understood, with beyond a shadow of a doubt, that JT Reddy was a piece of shit who went ahead and went nuts for it. And yes, he was a federal informant. Yes, the FBI went ahead and just simply collected all their guns and other stuff here, left a few to claim that they were keeping an eye on them. And folks, this movement, all I can really say is your best bet is to go ahead and stay out. Now, I don't have a problem with people like Andy going ahead and supporting Harold Covington, though, if that's what he wants to do. But I don't believe that there is any salvation for Zog Babylon. There's not going to be anything organized. That's why I have gone ahead and pointed out that the truth of the matter is that since Zog is going to go ahead and fall apart, it's going to fall apart in a welter of civil war and bloodshed and violence. That what you should do is know who you are. Get close to Yahweh. Hunker down. Don't worry about what's going on in the District of Corruption. Don't worry what's going on in New York or L.A. or wherever. Don't even worry about what's going on at the county seat, because there's nothing you can do about it. There's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Rather, what you should do is make sure you have enough to feed yourself for about 6 months, enough ammo to defend yourself for 6 months, and you go ahead and you pick and choose who you want to take with you. That's what you do. That is what you do. You save yourself. And the survival of the human race is going to be through the Great Tribulation. Because now, the white race doesn't have a chance to survive because, essentially, we're under a mud flood. Zog is going ahead and using what little order remains to go ahead and set white men up, to imprison them, to destroy the families, to destroy them, to destroy their leadership, and then to go ahead and rule over a downbred society as best they can. Now, Jesus Christ and Yahweh have gone ahead and given the white man free will to where he can go ahead and choose to be good or to do evil. He can choose to obey Yahweh's laws, or he can refuse to do so and then suffer the consequences of that refusal. But the rest of the world is not under Yahweh's law, do not have covenant with Yahweh. And as a result, you go ahead and see what happens to them, like in the Philippines, or in Haiti, or in Africa, or in Mexico, to where, essentially, these animals go ahead and wander from, well, disaster to disaster. Now, we are on our way to a man-made disaster, far worse than what happened in Joplin. It surprised me, you know, it doesn't surprise me at all, really, to go ahead and see Quakers unable, Anglo Mestizos unable to deal with the question of, if Yahweh is so powerful, and I'm not making the joke of, well, if Yahweh is so powerful, you know, can he go ahead and create a rock that he can't lift? And then the imputation is that, well, Yahweh isn't powerful enough to go ahead and create that huge rock. Then again, Yahweh isn't powerful to go ahead and lift it up if he went ahead and, you know, did create it. That's the sort of little, oh, weasel words, or weasel phrases here that the undevout like to go ahead and bring. Can Yahweh make a rock that he can't lift? Well, the answer is, either way, you know, the Whigger or Mamser who comes up with that horseshit has it made to where he goes ahead and puts Yahweh down. Where the Whigger can go ahead and do his little value meal Christianity, just sort of like Mona Montgomery wants to do. And, oh, I was looking, you know, here's Whigger's will. He goes ahead and gets on Hunter Wallace's forum, and he wants to go ahead and tell Hunter Wallace that you need to go ahead and ban Linstead. This other creatard was demanding that I be banned. Well, Whigerswell has no respect or no love for Fade the Butcher. Essentially, Fade the Butcher is not really worried about his forum very much here. At all. He has a V-Bulletin license. What he does is that he uses this as a place where he can just pretty well just let, you know, it off what his main concern is. It's the moderated WordPress blogs. Now, I pointed out several times is that for intellectuals, they no longer run a forum. What they do is they run a moderated blog, usually WordPress. And that's what Hunter Wallace does. He has his little clique of people who go ahead, do their little Me Too. Occasionally they write. Very good. But you've had over the last year or two where I can definitely say that the V-Bulletin forum and the rest are pretty well dead. All they are is places of mod dickery, places where mamsers pretend to be quiet like the, you know, monkey barrel, or places where essentially things sort of, oh, fall apart or, you know, don't go ahead and do really anything at all. And they let things go ahead and, oh, just go as they will. No big deal. No big deal. So what to do? What to do when you end up seeing that sort of thing? The answer is nothing here. But what Hunter did is he just pretty well ignored Whigerswell. And Whigerswell's been whining, and I went ahead and told Whigerswell that, look, if you want to go ahead and have an actual debate, you can go ahead and on the neutral place of Fade the Butcher's, for, you know, Occidental Descent Forum, you can go ahead and have an actual debate with me about Covington. And I doubt that, you know, I doubt that Whigerswell and I doubt that Covington, I'm sorry, I doubt that Whigerswell and I doubt that Hadding will go ahead and face having to go ahead and actually make an argument about that sort of thing. Okay? Let's see here. Okay. Oh, okay. It looks like Scipio came in here. I'm looking to see who they're talking about here. Let's see here. Looking at this here. Okay, well, guest number 19. I don't mind Jim Giles. Jim Giles actually is a better speaker than I am. He really is. The thing about it is that Jim Giles is usually full of shit, though. It looks like he's not going ahead and doing what he really loves. What Jim Giles really loved, what Jim Giles really did love, was going ahead and doing the podcast with the Skype and interviewing anybody who he could talk to at all who would take his Skype call. We're calling them up and recording them. He loved doing that. He really used to really love doing that. But he sort of thought that people were going to pay him to go ahead and do an interview. He's sort of like Tom Chittum in that regard. And Tom Chittum found out soon enough is that on the internet, nobody wants to pay out anything. Well, by the way, anybody go ahead and notice that the Times-Picayune, this sort of liberal paper out of New Orleans, went ahead and essentially has either gone bankrupt or is going to stop publishing or something like that? All these newspapers are pretty well going belly up. Very much so. Okay? So, that's what I have done. I've gone ahead and hit old Jim Dowell where he went ahead and screamed at me one time. It was July 3rd of 2010, I believe. Than nearly, 2 years ago. And I sort of think I went ahead and derailed Jim Giles here. Supposedly called up a couple weeks ago here. And if I'd have known he was on, I'd probably say, okay, Jim, wait 2 minutes here, and we'll go ahead, and I'll quit whatever I'm doing, and I'll go ahead and let you speak. No big deal. No big deal at all. Folks, on this show, we're pretty well kicked back. If you want to go ahead and call in, call in. I may not agree with you, but I usually don't scream at you. I just simply say you're full of shit. I think you're full of shit. Anyway, I think I want to go ahead and let's see, how long have I been yakking? Only 16 minutes? Well, I don't know. Let me see. I guess I think I've covered Bill White. Let's go ahead and see about this thing about Jeff Shoup. Sort of like F Troop, Jeff Shoup. It ends up looking like, old, Jeff Shoup here too. Here, let's see. Okay, I was going to go ahead and ask. Okay, North Dakota. All right, let's see. Corn Cob wants you to go ahead and move up to North Dakota. He has a North Dakota Creatard imperative, I think, here. Okay. just go ahead and just, oh, do a half hour, not discrediting real white activists like Bill White. Bill White, Bill White is a real activist. There's a lot of people hate his guts here. I don't really hate his guts here. I don't really hate Bill White. I don't know where people get the idea. I hate Bill White here. Okay. Is that where Giles told Metzger that is that where Giles told Metzger that he was impotent or something like that here, and you know, Metzger didn't know what to make of it? You know, might be here. Let's see. Okay, let's see. It looks like I have to log back in. Okay, I managed to go ahead and get in here. Is pot black? I know it's back here. Kurt Maynard thought it was a Zog false front here, but I did want to go ahead and give Corncob some credit for essentially inviting, you know, people who want to play Nazi, who actually want to work as opposed to drink or do whatever. He's gone ahead and set up a place to where in North Dakota you can go ahead and essentially have a cheap place to stay, a cheaper place to stay than what you're normally going to find. And when you get up there, all you have to do is just do a little bit of, show the flag operations or something like that here. Let's see. Qualifying people will be tricky. A lot of you talk a good line. Few doers for starters. If you know Alex, April, Glenn, Jeff, Whitewell, Billy Roper, Matt Hale, or Terrible Tommy, that would help. Okay. He wants people to quietly go up there. Now, I don't know if Corncob would like anybody's Christian identity. At least 24 hours a day, fly at least one racialist banner. Well, I have a question. If, you know, Corncob, if you want some quiet people to come up there, do you think that by going ahead and showing a racist banner, you're going to go ahead and get something done? Okay. All right. He says he's not counting much. Last time he checked, North Dakota has 2% unemployment, the lowest in the country. Northern Tool sells a blue flame propane heater for about $126, which could easily heat an area 12 feet by 24 feet. If you scram up a four-cylinder car that gets 30-40 and a camper trailer, you can walk and get higher than national average good-paying job in North Dakota under these current economic conditions. Well, folks, old Corncob wants to have two different things here. If he wants to go ahead and have a quiet, North Dakota imperative, you wouldn't have people flying a flag once a day in return for staying there here. So, I don't know. He put it up 2 days ago. Let's see. All right. Well, there's not much of things here. But in any case, Corn Cob, you'd do better having quiet people come up for a good paying job and not doing the Nazi shit. You know what I mean? Okay. All right. There would be a slight possibility that new local regs designed to limit our expansion might be tried. Well, I got a real good idea, Corn Cob. Rather than do a flag action or anything stupid like that, why don't you just simply have hardworking white people, couples, maybe with a few children, go ahead, or essentially you just have some man works. And April Gady, she's hot for Corn Cob. But Corn Cob did go ahead and just with a backpack, went ahead, found a job, found a place to stay, found a tent, and, you know, last year, and set it up to where now he owns property in North Dakota. He's acted more like a little, kibbutz, a kibbutz and settler than most of the Uyghurs. Now, Corn Cob, if you actually want to go ahead and have somebody in the white race here, go ahead and do well in North Dakota. Well, the smart thing to do is simply go ahead and collect the rent and say, hey, look, folks, go ahead and save your money. We'll go ahead and form maybe a communal kitchen or something like that. Want to take your wife, want to take your kids here. What happens is that we go ahead and make you a little, 8x8 shack on this lot. What happens, you have your wife, go ahead and do the cooking or the cleaning, whatever, for a bunch of people who essentially are working there during the summer months or the winter months, going ahead and getting a job and making a bunch of money, being smart like a bunch of beaners. And essentially, what you do is you do your little flag act, you do your little game playing, somewhere else here. You're up to North Dakota to work, to go ahead and make some money. Not to go ahead and do white power, white power, white power. That's why at least, Phil Covington at least has somewhat of an idea of what to do here. I was listening to his podcast this week. He's actually looking out for the good of his followers, saying is that, well, hey, Axel is getting in trouble. I might go ahead and call into these panel discussions because I don't need these people losing their jobs. I don't need these people getting in trouble. I don't need this sort of thing happening when Zog Babylon turns nutsoid. He might be right. Now, I sort of think that what he ought to do is just go ahead and continue doing what he's doing because I don't know. I don't think it's going to be October surprise to where essentially Zog goes ahead and commits suicide by attacking Iran because that's where it would be, a suicide. I was listening to Hillary Clinton tonight on PBS, yapping about, how Iran needs to go ahead and get among, or China, or whatever country. She was lecturing about human rights. When Zog Babylon is imprisoning pretty well the most, the biggest percentage of the population ever. Don't you think these other countries know about Zog Babylon's real human rights? How much he really cares about human rights? The answer is that Zog Babylon does not give a crap about human rights. He never did. So, let's see. I'm looking at this. April, while April's been my dream girl. All I don't know. Kordkov looks sort of weird here. He's a weird looking character here. He's just sort of you know, he has plenty of energy though. I'll grant him that here. me and April are not really good friends here. I sort of got annoyed at April last year when she sort of turned on Covington for no good reason other than her own vanity. Okay? April and Mother and Dream Squirrel. Okay. Yep. Let's see here. Look at the chat. Well, yeah, I imagine the FBI is looking for him. It said the U.S. Marshal Service was looking for him. Okay. So, anyway, let's see. Looking at some other stuff here. Well, the U.S. Marshal Service is looking for him. They're seeking former neo-Nazi. Old Pig Freed or Pastor Master Cunts when he had posted this particular. Go ahead and look over on Occidental Descent. Folks, I don't know. I think I ought to go ahead and take yet another break. It's been, what, about a half hour? Usually when I go ahead and re-engineer the shows, I go ahead, just go ahead and add songs or music. It sounds a good deal different than the original. So what I urge people to do is go ahead and download immediately the original when it comes off. And then go ahead and then download when I go ahead and re-engineer the show, you know, with music and with singing and a bunch of other stuff here to go ahead and bring it back here. I don't know if this Laura character, I was going to go ahead and ask old Edmund Fitzgerald if she was real or she was Photoshopped, because if she's real, she is one rather cute-looking white girl, but I sort of think she's Photoshopped. I think that Laura is sort of pulling a fast one on us. But if she's real, why, maybe, I can go ahead and use her and Roxy, go ahead and have them have them tape a few Movement Turd commercials here. Sort of like the Valley Girl here that got off of Covington here. I'm just so tired, of these damn niggers here. They eat all our fried chicken. So, folks, I'm going to go ahead and look up a few things on the internet, and I'm going to go ahead and take a break. Hail Victory, folks. dog wants me. Okay, folks. There's some debate about Covington. And, well, essentially, Wigger Squirrel and Hadding and the rest of the clowns here the last couple of days have been bitching and pissing and moaning about Harold Covington. Whining all about, you know, essentially about how he ought to be banned on site on Stormfront. And you do end up having to where Jack Poot was saying is that, well, we have a policy, no promotion at all. Coach is a bad person. Well, he's a bad person in that if you believe that David Duke and Don Black, who essentially are just sucking up the geezer guilt, sucking up the money, sucking up whatever little amount of, well, financial energy there is in this movement. Now, I usually call it Wigger's Mites and Geezer Guilt. Doesn't really amount to anything. But I have a question. If censorship by Jews is such a bad thing that you're whining about, why is censorship by Wiggers so much better? Why is that so very much better? Okay? So, let's see here. No, you don't have to read any of Harold Covington's books. This is one thing that struck me, is this Joe Adams was pointing out that he went ahead and took essentially a PDF copy or whatever of Klassen's books and was reprinting them to order or whatever. He was going ahead and reprinting them for people to go ahead and read on their own. No problem. And he was saying that, well, hey, none of you people, for all your talk about how you're great creators and all this sort of thing, have done the same thing. That's what gets me, is that Harold Covington's books, you don't even have to pay for them if you don't like them. You don't have to read them, but you don't even have to pay for them if you don't want to. I have a Kindle, and I use that Kindle. I read a good deal of, I'm reading far more than what I used to. Well, I used to go ahead and take a real book with me. I go ahead and take the Kindle with me, and I'll read a few chapters or something like that of books I go ahead and check out. No big deal. No big deal. And in any case here, I'm sort of amazed that people go ahead and make a big deal about how we cannot read this, we cannot read that. Now, Joe Adams was talking about Towards a White Republic. I read Michael Miro's Toward a White Republic. Well, folks, Harold Covington is the only one who's going ahead and talking about how to actually set up a white republic. And what it boils down to is going ahead and getting, when Zog falls apart, getting 1,000 people to go ahead and engage in colonial war and separate Zog from one of its portions here and having white people go ahead and grab something, as opposed to just simply wander on through to where they can go ahead and be robbed and what have you. Folks, I was looking on the Manzer Barrel. And essentially, you have California refugees, and they come, and they will make, of all places, Arkansas, as much as possible as what they left in California. I've seen people in Missouri. There's this guy who runs this here, supposedly Italian restaurant. Came here in 1994. He was whining like a pussy that he lived in California because they had a cop on every on every street corner. And I was talking about how I didn't like the way that Granby had gone ahead and done away with the town marshal, elected town marshal, and a night watchman, simply to go ahead and keep the peace. And if things got bad, call the sheriff's department and have the sheriff's department go ahead and take care of things back in 1994. Here he moves from California. He's a California refugee. He moves to a quiet small town like Granby, and he's got to go ahead and change things. Now, what's Granby like? And you end up having this evil bitch who essentially knows what she's doing, but she sort of thinks that now that she's in power, she gets to go ahead and do whatever the hell she wants to, and she's already been turfed out because she went ahead and got on people's nerves, even her own relatives' nerves. But you will have sometimes people from California, and they've got to go ahead and change things, be it in Idaho, Missouri, Arkansas, wherever. But they're not doing well in California. California has structural, endemic problems that there's just no solving. Okay? So what is Covington proposing? And what Covington is proposing is that they have a fight a colonial war and get their freedom. And then once you end up having a white republic of some sort, well, you'll have a number of things end up happening. You will save the white race. Now, I don't agree with Covington in that I don't think that there is any saving Whiggers or anything about that. It has to be absolutely destroyed. I go ahead and see characters like Steve Elder. And old Whigger School was mentioning J.T. Reddy, even though me and J.T. Reddy could not stand one another. And Covington has backed off from J.T. Reddy. J.T. Reddy was no good. And here's old Whigger Swill just cynically going ahead to Hunter Wallace, showing him nothing but contempt, and then demanding that Hunter Wallace ban or censor me on his small little forum. And I don't think Hunter's going to do that here. I've gone ahead and helped old Hunter. I've gone ahead and helped his. And I realize Kane is a sort of screwed up little Jew boy. Kane, at least, though, has the ability to know that he's a screwed up little Jew boy. And pretty well, he keeps his agreements. Or at least he hasn't, violated them yet here, whereas the Manzer Barrel, well, essentially went ahead and let in Gilded and the rest of these cocksuckers run wild. And then bitched when I wanted to be head of my own subforum. Folks, you're not going to go ahead and get from Manzers. You're not going to go ahead and get from Whiggers a white republic. You're not going to go ahead and get a little Puerto Rico to where you get to run things because, essentially, the Whiggers and the Manzers and the Zogboss will insist that as a white person, you have to be their slave. You have to go ahead and obey them. You have to go ahead and pay your taxes. You have to do this. You have to do that. Or they will go ahead and shut you down. They will go ahead and do whatever the hell he wants to. When Gilda was running wild over on Stumbling, thinking he could go ahead and call me a child molester like he did over, does routinely over on the Manzer Barrel. I said, look, Stephen Brower, you've gone ahead and violated the rules here. You don't mind if I go ahead and violate, one rule to where I out you? And what happened to Stephen Brower, rather than go ahead and pretend he didn't know what I was saying, went ahead and admitted that his real name was Stephen Brower, and then I'd have to go ahead and clear it with the owner of Stumbling. No, dumbass. You've gone ahead, essentially, and agree that your real name is Stephen Brower, and there are pictures of you playing, and that, yes, you're a Mamzer faggot who essentially wants to pretend to be white supremacist, and you go ahead and you hate white people who live in flyover country. All right, well, now that you've been outed, now that you've been revealed, are you going to be able to go ahead and fool anybody? The answer is no. Okay? So, folks, Covington, and Fred the Butcher actually owes something intellectual. Joe Adams owes something to Harold Covington because Harold Covington was talking about a Northwest Republic before Greg Johnson and Hunter Wallace and Oh, Michael Mira. We're talking about it, too, and writing about it. Now you have all sorts of people talking about a white republic, but none of them seem to have the understanding or the honesty to talk about how are you going to get there from here? How are you going to get there from here? Joanne sort of thinks he can go ahead and find his way to it. It's, you know, the policy of victimization. The Jews won because they're such big whiners here, and they got the people go ahead and feel sorry for them here. Well, folks, a Mamzer or a Jew or another Uyghur is not going to go ahead and feel sorry for other Uyghurs. He's going to go ahead and want to use them either as beasts of burden, or he's going to go ahead and think of some of them as dangerous people, like myself, to be destroyed. No Uyghur, if you don't have the political power to essentially do as you see fit, you are going to be destroyed by your racial enemies. Some of the worst racial enemies are the Uyghurs. So, let's see. I'm going to go. You met break. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and we're going to go ahead and come to the sermon for tonight. I think I've talked about the movement. That's not the movement. But, I don't know. During the summer, it gets sort of warm. I need to probably, go outside, at least for the first portion of the show. And go ahead and enjoy, you know, pretty well enjoy the cool here. I'm sort of sitting in my room, sort of hot here. All right, folks, you had when the Joplin tornado come through, and what I need to do is I need to go ahead and go with what little I did talk about on the TeamSpeak and what Andy went ahead and said on the TeamSpeak about his racial awakenings. And go ahead and put that on for the May 22nd, 2011 show here. But what I wanted to talk about, and what Uyghurs and Mamzers don't like to talk about, is how Yahweh, or God, didn't much care for Joplin, doesn't much care, you know, care for Uyghurs. And people go ahead and whine, Linstead, you're talking about evil stuff here, like you're responsible for this Great Tribulation. Well, folks, I'm doing my best to go ahead and make the Great Tribulation happen. I'm doing my best to make sure it's a rather bloody thing, a thorough cleansing operation. And I'll admit to that. I really will. But does God love everyone? That's what one sign had here when Fred Phelps, about seven people showed up. What you'll end up having is, in this country is you'll end up having Uyghurs and Anglo-Mestizos talk about, how the women and children, Fred Phelps has the women and children because the men are too scared here. Well, folks, most of your average Uyghurs are too chicken shit, too, here. They go ahead, they're just like niggers, they go ahead and get in a clump. And folks, if there had been somebody, you know, at this it was in the news about these anti-racist activists, five of whom got arrested. They're all from Indiana, going ahead and invading this restaurant of Stormfront people. And folks, is there any point in, there's some talk about how we need land or something like that to go ahead and hold a show. No, folks, if Compton wanted here, what he would do is he would go ahead and maybe do video, maybe do a number of other things here, maybe go ahead and get some successors to do things here. He would go ahead and expand his operation of some sort, and the quality would be uneven. The quality would definitely be uneven. But rather than go ahead and have an eat, meet, retreat of a bunch of people, I went ahead and looked at them. A lot of them look like Angle Mestizos as well here. They didn't look like they were, you know, big fighters. You had a middle-aged Uyghur woman operating it. And you had people from North Dakota and Texas go to it. But folks, wouldn't it have been cheaper just to go ahead and have a Skype call with video cameras or something like that and actually just simply keep them there and have interaction through a webcam as opposed to a place which every single piece of filth who got in there because they had a spy among them telling them what was going on. Wouldn't have been just a whole lot easier to have a Skype conference? Wouldn't it be easier to simply have people go ahead and, make a show in the outdoors where they live, then send it on to be edited, and then you have a bunch of people via Skype going ahead and listening to it. You have a master of ceremonies playing the video. Essentially have, a couple hundred people listening in on it. Something won't be disrupted by anti-racist activists. But where else? Fred Phelps. This year, their organization was allowed by this worthless, evil little pig named Sergeant Ryan, who's a little mamzer of some sort, and essentially they want to pretend that they have freedom of speech and they don't in this country. Now, don't even have it on sperm front anymore. Can't go ahead and talk about Covington. Can't promote Covington. Why not? If you're about free speech, why are you worried about what is said about Covington? Why do you have to have imposed, like a Jew, the official statement? Covington's got in trouble for over the years saying, quite truthfully, that William Pierce got a bunch of order money and that he set up a sort of Elohim city for creatards, and that as a condition of not going to jail for receiving all this stolen money, he was an agent provocateur. He was sort of like a Hal Turner. He got money. He kept an eye on people. He went ahead and reported on people and have done with it here. If you went ahead and went there, you know, like a little cult leader without thinking, you deserved whatever you got. Folks, this show is not about a cult. I urge you to think for yourself. Whether or not you like what I have to say, whether or not you want to be an ass clown, whatever you do, I urge you to save your own life and to think for yourself. I tell you what I believe the dual seed line Christian identity means, and I need to settle down and actually write an electronic book that costs maybe $3. About what dual seedline Christian identity is. Folks, the AIT course is pure poison. It costs better than $100. And every single dirty mamzer, every single dirty Jew boy with Crohn's and with a license to go ahead and steal, like Munster's liability clueless, you know, 85 IQ on a good day, a total retard. And he thinks he's a great Christian identity scholar because he went ahead and wrote word for word what he read from Rework Bertrand Comparé. Yes, I do believe in reworking the Bertrand Comparé. But, folks, it shouldn't cost more than $2 or $3, and you should be able to go ahead and study on your own and understand what is going on. This show is to urge you not to go ahead and follow any cult leader, not to go ahead and join in any group. One of the people on Stormfront said, I live in the Northwest. I'm not going to follow, you know, Harold Covington, but I think he does have a point. And essentially, this guy was threatened with being banned. And it's so easy to get banned on Stormfront, so easy to get banned on VNNF. The lies about free speech for whites, have, you know, essentially they're all together, not even lied anymore. People know better. Okay? Why in the world, you have but one life? Oh, I was reading this book about Mormonism, and essentially I think they believe they go through cycles, sort of like a Hindu. And, you know, there was the complaint that really most of the Mormon leaders have, by going ahead and ordaining as elders in the church, anybody who goes ahead and becomes a convert, what they're talking about is a way of life to where you end up having, well, essentially you end up having a wife and children. They go ahead and more spirits are going ahead and brought into new bodies. That's why you ought to marry, have a bunch of children, and bring in all these spirits back into the cycle, onto this, you know, onto this travail. And, you know, I mean, I don't believe in Mormonism. I've already talked about how I thought Joseph Smith was lying when he talked about golden plates. This book called Mormonism, an American Religion, you know, it pretty well pointed out is that as far as the actual fear, you know, theological teachings, it's rather scarce on the ground. Joseph Smith simply made it up as he went along, and his wife, Emma Smith, he didn't get along with the polygamy thing. And when Joseph got killed, she went ahead and went her own way, and she got her son, Joseph Smith III, to go ahead and form the Reformed Church of Latter-day Saints. It said that in the 1870s, he went ahead and told Brigham Young that Joseph Smith never mentioned about polygamy, and essentially Brigham Young just simply said, well, you're a liar. You know, Emma Smith didn't much care for, you know, essentially polygamy. Soon after Joseph Smith came up with this and married a few extra women here, without really her permission, he went ahead and essentially did something else for a number of years. Just got her son, Joseph Smith III, to go ahead and form the Reorganized Reformed Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, okay? Anyway, where am I at here? All righty, with this Mazarus. Well, folks, I wouldn't party with any Mazarus here. Not even going ahead and using protection. But I want to go ahead and get to a sermon. Does Yahweh hate, you know, love everybody? Now, Fred Phelps goes ahead and quotes Malachi. Go ahead and go to Malachi. Malachi chapter 3, verse 1, I believe. Okay, Malachi chapter 1, verse 3. The burden of the royal Lord to Israel by Malachi. Verse 2. I have loved you, saith the Lord. Yet you say, wherein has you loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, saith the Lord? Yet I loved Jacob. Verse 3. And I hated Esau, and laid his mountains and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness. Folks, Yahweh loves his people, his servant nation, although he does punish them. But does he love Esau, Edom? Answer, no. Does he love Jews, the spawn of Satan? No. But does he hate essentially the non-white races? Does Yahweh hate? Does Jesus Christ hate essentially the Mamzers, the non-whites? We're not talking about Jews, we're talking about non-whites. Well, in Matthew 13, verse, let's see, Matthew 13, let me see here. Maybe it's Matthew 15, verse 13. I'm not quite sure here. But I want you to stay here. Okay, here. All right, Matthew 15, verse 13. But he answered, Jesus Christ said, and said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. So who has Yahweh planted? Answer, he's planted the white people, the chosen race, through Adam, through Noah, through Shem, through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Israel. But the rest of these characters here who are not white, who are Mamzers, Yahweh did not create them. They simply created themselves because of the lust of non-whites. That's who created them. That's who created them. And Jesus Christ says they will be rooted up. But even among his people, most of the time, Yahweh, or Jesus Christ, doesn't worry too much about them here. Let me go ahead and quote Luke chapter 13. Most of the time, Yahweh and Jesus Christ are indifferent to people, even white people. Luke chapter 13, verse 1. There were present at that season someone who told him of the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. Now, Pilate didn't really like being sent off to, as he looked at it, the butthole of the empire to deal with people, a bunch of Jews, who essentially caused trouble, fought among themselves all the time, didn't really do anything other than cause trouble. He got tired of these Galileans, these Benjamites. And what he did is that just a little while before this chapter was written, someone told him of the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. Actually, Pilate said, okay, you want a sacrifice? Well, let me go ahead and give you a real sacrifice. He went and killed a bunch of Galileans. Verse 2. And Jesus answering said unto them, suppose you that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans because they suffered such things? Were these people especially worse sinners? People of Joplin, You know, this bitch found a fortune, like we're going ahead saying, Yahweh must not have cared for Joplin. Must not have cared for your brother-in-law or whoever the hell got killed in the Joplin tornado, because he allowed this tornado. He went ahead and allowed a tornado, an F5 tornado, a huge tornado, a record-breaking tornado, a width of a half mile to three-quarters of a mile, to go ahead and devastate, just like a scythe cutting wheat, a populated area such as Joplin, Missouri. Do you think he hated Joplin especially? Verse 3. I tell you, no. But except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Well, folks, we're all going to perish whether or not we do repent. But if we wish to be written in the book of life, we need to repent of our sins, and we need to be called by Jesus Christ. We need to be the chosen seed of Israel's race who did hear Christ's call. We need to be of the proper race, and we need to be extended grace. And once we are extended grace, we need to accept and we need to repent our sins, our former ways. And we need to behave like we should. Going on, verse 4. Or those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and slew them, think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? These people who lived in this tower, this World Trade Center of the day, 18 of them. More Jew boys fell during the Tower of Siloam. Probably weren't Jew boys. As many Jew boys that died in the Tower of Siloam, in Jerusalem, has died during the World Trade Center. Jesus Christ repeats himself. Verse 5. I tell you, no. But except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Verse 6. He spoke also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit therein and found none. Verse 7. Then said he to the dresser of his vineyards, behold, these 3 years I have come seeking fruit on the fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? Why? I've gone ahead and I've come. It's the season for it. It hasn't produced a sterile tree. Go ahead and cut it down and put something else in its place. Verse 8, and he, sort of answering, said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I dig about it and dung it. Verse 9, and if it bear fruit well, and if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down. He had a servant pretty well pleading this master to save a tree. Then I'm going to go ahead and give it extra special attention. I haven't done this here. Go ahead and let it live another year to go ahead and create something. Now, was this man going ahead and creating a Mamzer tree to go ahead and get juicy Mamzer fruit, Brian Real Mamzer fruit, just like Dan John's like pretending? And the answer is no. This was a tree of good stock, which was not productive. And this gardener took it upon himself to argue with his master. Let's let it have a fourth chance. So then Jesus goes on to another parable. So I guess that's pretty well the end of that. What we should understand is that even if we are of Yahweh's chosen race, and we perish, like we are all going to perish. And folks, every single one of us is going to die. Some of us are going to die of our sins, but most of us, we're all going to die. You can't really say, you know, sin, the wages of sin are death. So folks, creatures which are not under any law like niggers, certainly not under law like Jews, they die too, don't they? So, in any case, when we live like we live in the world, we are prey to whatever ends up happening to us. And unless we repent of our sins, unless we are called, unless we are the race and we get extended the grace, and then once extend the race as our, you know, the grace is our birthright, which Jesus Christ chooses to give us, then it is up to us to repent. It is up to us to go ahead and learn something. And then it is up to us to be saved. And it's not guaranteed we're going to live forever, because we're not. We're all going to die. But it's up to us to go ahead and earn the eternal life, which is our due, if we are worthy. There is a number of people claim to be Christian identity who are not. Eli James, Fink, Emma Heiser, certainly Brian Rio, you know, Jeremy Visser. You look at them and tell that they do not belong. And there are certain people, sometimes a lot of time, Rustifer, who essentially doesn't learn to stay away from answers. Now, I do go ahead and associate sometimes with Jews and sometimes with answers, but I do not let them determine my message. They're just simply creatures that are used, and they expect to go ahead and use me for their own purposes to get traffic or what have you. And I don't go ahead and whine about that. I got to admit that I have a good deal more respect for a screwed-up Jew boy like Cade, who at least knows who and what he is. He's a screwed-up Jew boy, and in many ways acts whiter than the Whiggers and Mansers pretend to be good white men who are anything but. He has this character named, well, Clancy. He comes on. Claims to be DSCI, and I don't give him any encouragement at all. But he's a nice little Manser pup. And so he goes ahead and gets a lot of abuse over on the Monkey Barrel from critters that are darker than him. Critters that are certainly far more perverted than him. Now, am I going to go ahead and say, no, he's a DSCI pastor? No, yes, he's, Israelite? The answer is, no, I'm not going to do that. But on the other hand, how Christ chooses to treat him is between him and Christ, not between him and Christ and me. I think it's entirely possible that some Mansers, whose white programming predominate, might very well live to see the end of the Great Tribulation. You got to understand, is that what? 4,000, 3,000 years ago, the average Israelite didn't have the New Covenant to where if he obeyed Christ's laws and he had faith in Jesus Christ as personal Savior, well, he couldn't have that because Christ was not there yet. But the original Old Covenant was not a covenant to where you will get eternal life. No, no, no. The Old Covenant was that you obey Yahweh's law. You will be of his people, God, and you will get a good life. You will get a healthy life, a long life. You will get as good a government as is possible. Now, Samuel, he was a good judge. You would have people backslide, and then would come a judge. And what happens is Samuel's children were corrupt. They accepted bribes. They slept with women, just like Samuel's mentor, the high priest Eli, had two corrupt sons, Hophni and Phinehas, who would go ahead and sleep with sluts at the tabernacle, who would go ahead and sell the offerings, go ahead and essentially make the office of the priesthood stink. Tell you what Yahweh told Eli is that within your day you will go ahead and suffer the consequences. Samuel went ahead and raised his sons bad. As a result, the people wanted a king. And Samuel didn't want to give them. But Yahweh said to Samuel, don't worry about Samuel. You know, Samuel, they have not rejected you. They have rejected me. They want a king. They don't want me to go ahead and set up who I choose at the time. They want a king. So, you end up having a different concept. What Yahweh said was that, okay, idiots, you want a king? He's not going to be King Log. He's going to be King Stork. Hey, pretty quick. I'm sort of hoping you will stop sort of spam in the chat room here, okay? Anyway, but, okay, calm down, Pooty. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and get my mind on what's going on here. Let's see. Okay. In any case, folks, the life, what I'm trying to say is that Yahweh, I don't think Yahweh hated Joplin, like Fred Self said. I think that Yahweh was indifferent to Joplin. Didn't really much care one way or the other what happened to Joplin. He pretty well let whatever would happen to Joplin happen. This tornado started right around the Missouri-Kansas line, went ahead and hit McClellan Park, then jumped right across the street and destroyed the Catholic cemetery, St. John's, and then it went on the rest of the way and came out around Duquesne and tore up stuff a half mile to three-quarters of a mile thick. So, you will have faggots like Cousin Randy Turner whining about how hateful it is for Fred Phelps to say. Couldn't have Yahweh cared for Joplin? If Yahweh cared for Joplin? Obviously, Yahweh didn't over much care for Joplin. Fred Phelps thinks that Yahweh hates Joplin because, well, Joplin supports faggots. Joplin actually, for some reason, has a higher percentage of faggots than is normal, you know, in this area of the country. You know, it was known as somewhat of a faggot town. I remember this bar called the Red Lion when I was a teenage kid. He used to have REO Speedwagon playing there as a bar band, as a special bar band in the early and mid-70s. Used to be known as pretty well a place, you know, a pussy magnet here. Sometime in the 80s, sometime in the 90s, they had totally new, different management and became a faggot bar. And I guess it got run into the ground or something here because it's opened up with a different name a couple of years ago. No longer knows a Red Lion. But, hey, you know, things do change. Now, if Joplin had been, if Yahweh had been pretty annoyed, you'd have thought it'd gone ahead and gone through the main section of town around 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th Street. You know, would have gone ahead and destroyed the Joplin Glob and the Red Lion, but didn't. Pretty well went, well, from around 32nd Street up to about 15th Street, and went ahead and cut, just sort of like a scythe cuts through a bunch of wheat. I don't think Yahweh hated Joplin. But I don't think Yahweh cared one way or the other because, folks, we are on our own, like Jesus Christ said in Luke chapter 13. He said, were the Joplin people any bigger cities, you know, any bigger centers than, say, people from Granby, people from Springfield, people from Carthage? The answer is no. But unless you repent individually, not collectively, but individually, you won't be saved. Folks, that's what we need to do, is that we need to go ahead and work on saving ourselves. Now, if we're not white, I wish what you would do is simply quit pretend to be Christianity if you're a Episcopal or something like that here. I wish you would simply make peace with Yahweh to where you simply ask for no more than what is your due. Simply go ahead and expect here that you're here and that you would be found worthy of mercy. But not go ahead and pretend to be a white man, not pretend to be a great white nationalist, not pretend to be something you're not, like, like Anglo Mestizos, like Trader Glenn Miller and Wiggerswill, which thinks they get to go ahead and tell other people what to do. They get to censor people like David Duke and Don Black and the rest here. Folks, our movement essentially is pretty well stuck in what used to be. It's all together internet, and when it's not internet, you end up having ARA managers come in, or Uyghurs come in and cause trouble, and then people get arrested. Now, I don't know if this guy was guilty of having child porn. Case can go ahead and post whatever the hell they want to on a computer. This guy who ended up having a gun, chances are maybe he should have used the damn thing. He probably wouldn't get any more trouble than what he did for not using it. And now you end up having managers and the rest who find it okay for people to go ahead and form a mob and invade a dining hall. I don't know. I would say for the price, now that gasoline's so expensive, of going ahead and going across several states to an eat, meet, greet, and retreat, you're going ahead and bought your computer with a webcam on it. You could have done a number of things, but now you can't here because essentially you got your ass whipped. You end up going to the hospital. What did you accomplish at this restaurant? Trying to get your ass whipped by cards. Maybe going to jail. What did you accomplish? You probably could have bought a 22 rifle and about 50,000 rounds of ammunition for the price. Running off to, the circus, to see the circus. could have gone ahead and bought you a computer or two. Just simply met these people and done as you please. You could have gone ahead, essentially, if you didn't like these people you were with, you could just simply turn the channel. Folks, white nationalism as current doesn't work. It doesn't accomplish anything. Except to go ahead and get yourself in trouble like Bill White. I bet Bill White wishes right now that he had not run around like an ass clown and made a jackass out of himself. I bet Bill White wishes that he simply hadn't gone ahead as a pear-shaped, bitch-kitted, great leader, gone ahead and threatened some woman at a bank because she didn't loan him some money. I bet that he wishes that he hadn't gone ahead and burned all his bridges to the white nationalist community where a lot of people do not like him. Folks, you can say a lot of seditious things. You can go ahead and express your hatred. In fact, it's safer to go ahead and be openly hateful to Zog, but to stay at home and not cause trouble, to live a quiet life, to go ahead and wait for Yahweh to do most of the heavy lifting training that is to go ahead and be an ass clown. Our movement is just filled with non-whites, with mamzers, with cute boys, pretending to be something. And if you're white, you're better off having the essence of Christianity. The Christian identity is just Christianity to where you know your identity. You know where your ancestors come from, and you know that your ancestors had a covenant with Jesus Christ and with Yahweh, and that you too have a covenant with Jesus Christ and Yahweh, and that all you need is not to go ahead and go to a church, but rather what you need to do essentially is to talk to Yahweh and talk to Christ in your own chair, your own bathroom, your own bed. You do not need to do anything other than, if you wish to have the company of others, simply have it to where you know who you are with. That's why I go ahead and post pictures of myself. I have essentially posted, not everything, but a good deal to where you know who I am. And if you do not like me, you don't have to go ahead and listen to me. But what you do is that you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You have a personal relationship with your Father, our Father, Yahweh. And in doing so, you save yourself. You save yourself. So folks, if you get anything from this show, understand that it's up to you to save yourself. It's up to save your family members that amount to something. And for you to go ahead, essentially it'd take a farmer's eye to understand which of your stock, your human stock that you are with is worth saving. Then, once you go ahead and you do that, go ahead, you stick with Yahweh. You also work on saving yourself. You do not worry about saving the white race. Matthew 24, verse 21 says, there will be a great tribulation such as never was nor never shall be again, but unless those days shall be shortened, no flesh shall be saved. So, who's going to shorten those days? Answer? Jesus Christ, by his return, spoken of in Revelation chapter 19. are you Jesus Christ? Can you go ahead and save the white race? The answer is no. The white race needs a great deal of pruning, a great deal of tribulation, and it will get it. It most certainly shall get it. What you need to do is make sure you are not the one to go ahead and are like the fig tree, which has not produced and has not produced and cumbers the earth. You need to go ahead and make sure that you are producing fruit that the master enjoys and the master finally gets to where he expects it of you. That's the purpose of the parable. Understand that you, as a good tree, are to produce fruit. Not go ahead and bring in strange fruit, strange flesh, and expect that this strange fruit shall please Yahweh, because Yahweh was not going to be pleased by anything Cain did, because Cain was the son of the evil one. He was the spawn of Satan. There was no pleasing Yahweh by Cain. None at all. Not a chance. So why even buy a sacrifice, Cain? Essentially, all you did was go through doing something which was totally unnecessary, totally worthless. If you had been essentially a good little Jew boy and simply said, Mom, Pop, I can't deal with Abel. He's a real asshole. I'm going to go ahead and seek my own fortune here, you know, before I go ahead and kill that little bastard Abel. It would have been far better to do that, but no, that was not what Cain wanted to do. He wanted to murder Abel, just like Satan has wanted to murder Yahweh's servant nation since before Adam was created. This sort of thing has been going on for 7,000 years, more or less. It's not going to go ahead and change. All it's going to do is intensify. So what to do? And the answer is, save your own life. Save those of your family who are worth it. There will be a time for you to rise up, Yahweh soldiers, but this is not the time. This is not the time. So folks, I'm going to go ahead and call it a night. I'm going to go ahead and, I'm going to go ahead and call it a night. I'll go ahead and try to join these sections together here. There are some people who probably got a little bit annoyed because I didn't know anything about Bill White. But folks, it wouldn't do Bill White any good if I did know something about Bill White to go ahead and tell where Bill White was, because I don't know. But if I did know, it wouldn't be smart for me to go ahead and tell him where he was here. You know, I mean, folks, it's just the same old Mamsers and Whiggers and Jew boys being Mamsers and Whiggers and Jew boys. Nothing new in this movement changes. Let's understand that. So, folks, I'm going to go ahead and call it a night. And I'll say, hail victory. Yahweh bless. Good night.